Welcome to episode 151 of George's Random Astronomical Object. Every episode, I run a random number generator to select random astronomical coordinates in the sky, and I then search for an astronomical object near those coordinates and talk about what makes the object so interesting to astronomers. So let's now turn on the random number generator. The coordinates for this episode are 0 hours, 43 minutes, 35.4 seconds right ascension, and negative 17 degrees, 59 minutes, 12 seconds declination. These coordinates point to one of the stars in the constellation Cetus. People who have listened to my previous podcast episodes will know that I think this constellation is stupid because it's supposed to look like a whale or sea monster or something, but doesn't. But for new listeners, I'll just say that this constellation is stupid because it's supposed to look like a whale or a sea monster or something, but doesn't. The specific star that this episode's coordinates point to is Beta Cetus, also known as Diphda, which is not stupid at all, but actually kind of interesting. First of all, this star is an evolved giant star that might have formed from something slightly larger than the Sun. Stars start their lives fusing hydrogen and helium in their cores, but when their cores fill up with helium, they start going through a series of evolutionary changes. The first change involves the stars fusing hydrogen and helium in shells around the helium cores and expanding into red giants. Beta Cetus is at its stage after that point, where the pressure in its core is sufficiently high that it can fuse helium into carbon and oxygen for energy. In plots where stars' temperatures are on the x-axis and stars' luminosities are on the y-axis, Beta Cetus would lie in the place where evolved stars make a straight horizontal line, so they are called horizontal branch stars. However, many of these stars, including Beta Cetus, tend to bunch up in one place on this line, and stars in this region are called red clump stars. The distance to Beta Cetus is 96.2 light-years, or 29.5 parsecs, which means that it's relatively close, although not close enough that I can use my Star Wars sound effects. This, along with the fact that Beta Cetus is a giant star, makes it relatively bright in the night sky. It has an apparent magnitude of about 2, making it visible to the naked eye. Additionally, it's a single star, which means that nothing messy is happening involving interactions between it and another star orbiting it. Consequently, these properties make Beta Cetus a good star to study to understand evolved horizontal branch stars more generally. However, this star is a bit peculiar in a couple of ways. Most importantly, it seems to have unusually strong magnetic fields compared to most other stars that have reached this point in their evolution. This is rather unusual because it is unlikely that a star would keep its magnetic fields once it reaches the stage where it's fusing helium in its core. A research group led by Svetla Svetkova spent several years monitoring the magnetic fields in Beta Cetus, and they have concluded that it is very likely that Beta Cetus was originally part of a class of stars called AP stars, that's capital A and a little p, before it turned into a giant star. AP stars are stars that fuse hydrogen and helium in their centers that are technically described as, quote, chemically peculiar, unquote. I'm going to skip over discussing the chemically peculiar part here, but what is important is that AP stars also have abnormally strong magnetic fields. And it's possible that Beta Cetus, as a potential former AP star, has retained its magnetic fields despite evolving into a giant star that fuses helium in its core. These strong magnetic fields also make Beta Cetus a little weird in a couple of other ways. First of all, the magnetic fields have led to extra flaring on the surface of the star. Second, Beta Cetus is abnormally bright in X-ray emission compared to other helium-fusing stars. It's a truly unusual object, which I think, in years to come, will continue to pique the interest of a small group of astronomers interested in weird stellar phenomena. So as I said before, Beta Cetae is visible to the naked eye, so you too can go see it in the night sky. However, as I also stated before, Cetus does not actually look like a whale or sea monster, and in fact, the constellation doesn't look like much of anything, so it will be challenging describing the location of Beta Cetae. The constellation Cetus could be described as two irregularly shaped polygons connected by a line of stars. Beta Cetae is located in the southwest corner of the polygon and the southwest part of the constellation, and it should be the brightest star in this area of the sky. Also, I'm not going to recommend looking at this with a telescope. It will just look like a bright dot. The location on the Earth's surface corresponding to the position of Beta Cetae in the sky is in the Atlantic Ocean, slightly under 100 kilometers off the coast of northern Namibia, a location known for its sandy deserts near the ocean and its abnormal abundance of fur seals and penguins. Also, I'm sure this location has lots of whales, which will help it fit in with the constellation Cetus. The website for this podcast is www.randomastronomicalobject.com. You can visit the website to read information about the astronomical objects, view images of those astronomical objects, look up additional reference information, and send me random feedback. The audio was recorded and edited by George Bendo. The music is Immersion by Sasha Hendy, and the sound effects are from the Freesounds Project at www.freesounds.org. Thanks for listening.